news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed.
Joe Biden became the 46th president of the United States on Wednesday in what turned out to be a flawless inauguration day, despite a huge security threat related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol and a global pandemic that made the Biden-Harris inaugural crowd unquestionably the smallest inauguration crowd in modern history. Period. Sorry, I couldn't resist. President Biden's speech stressed unity.
We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury. No progress, only exhausting outrage. No nation, only a state of chaos. This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward. And we must meet this moment as the United States of America.
Former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton all attended, but former President Jimmy Carter couldn't. Donald Trump, in what was probably the best decision of his presidency, declined to go. Vice President Kamala Harris made history as she became the first woman, the first Black American, and the first person of South Asian descent to hold the office. And a few hours later, she took up one of her new roles as Senate President to swear in three new Democratic senators: Alex Padilla, California's Secretary of State, who was tapped to fill Harris's now vacant Senate seat and become the first Latino senator from California, plus Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, yes, a Black man and a Jew from Georgia, whose victories led to Chuck Schumer officially taking over as Senate Majority Leader, relegating Mitch McConnell back to the minority. The new Biden-Harris administration hit the ground running on Wednesday. The new White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, held the first of what she promised would be daily weekday press briefings, restoring a tradition that was killed off by the Trump administration. Psaki said the briefings were part of an effort to bring back truth and transparency and combat misinformation by sharing accurate information, quote, even when it is hard to hear.
I have deep respect for the role of a free and independent press in our democracy and for the role all of you play. As I noted earlier, there will be moments when we disagree, and there will certainly be days where we disagree for extensive parts of the briefing, even perhaps. But we have a common goal, which is sharing accurate information with the American people.
Tell the truth. What a concept. And yes, coronavirus briefings will return as well. The entire day unfolded flawlessly, and it ended with a massive fireworks display over the nation's capital. But they weren't done yet. Sometime before he spent his first night as president in the White House, President Biden signed 15 executive orders. One of them returns the United States to the landmark Paris Climate Accord. One requires masks be worn in federal buildings. One halted the construction of Trump's border wall. Another rescinded the Muslim travel ban. And yet another enhanced LGBTQ protections. Let's see, he also canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, included non-citizens in the census as it was designed to do, rescinded the ridiculous 1776 commission, rejoined the World Health Organization, and more. And on Thursday, President Biden is expected to issue an executive order directing agencies to use the Defense Production Act and other powers to speed up the manufacturing of testing and vaccine supplies and other items needed to fight COVID-19. Biden also extended moratoriums on evictions and foreclosures during the pandemic, ensuring that millions of Americans can stay in their homes during this crisis. He said he'll work with the Centers for Disease Control to extend the federal eviction moratorium through March 31st. some breaking news Thursday morning. After getting into the White House, the Biden administration learned that the Trump administration had no plan to distribute the COVID-19 vaccines. Biden's administration now has to start from scratch to develop a distribution plan. Talk about leaving the cupboards bare. Dr. Anthony Fauci is back on the job in a big way. Early Thursday morning, he appeared at a meeting of the World Health Organization Executive Board to proudly announce,
"I am honored to announce that the United States will remain a member of the World Health Organization. Yesterday, President Biden signed letters retracting the previous administration's announcement to withdraw from the organization."
And Thursday afternoon, he will take part in the Biden administration's first coronavirus briefing. With Thursday morning came a new jobs report, and it's bleak. The new employment numbers confirm that Joe Biden has inherited the worst performing jobs market of any new president in modern U.S. history. 900,000 people filed new unemployment claims during Donald Trump's final week in office. The latest figures show the nation's unemployment rate stands at 6.7%, and there are nearly 10 million fewer people with jobs now than at the start of last year. Before March, the highest number of new unemployment claims ever filed in a week was 695,000. It's yet to fall below that figure since the start of the pandemic. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.